Hi there. I'm Paul Boger, host of KNPR State of Nevada. Enjoy this conversation from the show. If you like it, please follow us, and thanks.
School's out, and it's officially summer in Nevada, which means it's time to hit the books. Well, sort of. In an effort to keep kids and adults reading through the season, known for vacations and playtime, libraries have launched reading challenge programs to boost literacy. And over the years, those efforts have become more creative. The Washoe County Library System has curated reading challenge lists to reflect its theme of dinosaurs, archaeology, and paleontology. Meanwhile, the North Las Vegas Library District is kicking off its summer reading challenge with live science shows. The Las Vegas Clark County Library District has a few tricks up its own of its sleeve as well. To talk about its summer reading program and why it's important is Claudia Melton. She's the branch manager at the West Charleston Library, which is part of the Las Vegas Clark County Library District. Claudia, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So why do libraries go to such lengths to promote reading through the summer?
Well, it's important for us to promote reading through the summer because we're trying to fill the gap and address something called the summer slide. Basically, the summer slide is the reading loss and the academic loss that can occur for children during the summer. As you pointed out, they're having fun, they're playing, they're having a good time, but reading is also a practice, and our goal is to make sure that they practice that through the summer by incentivizing it, inviting them into a community space like a library, and making sure they have fun with it.
Do you feel a larger sense of responsibility to help increase reading among kids and adults for that matter, given that literacy across the board in Nevada ranks towards the bottom nationally?
We feel a sense that we need to promote community. And without promoting community and having folks enjoy the space, enjoy the reading, we can't improve literacy. Reading for children, our goal is to make it fun. And if it's not fun, of course they're not going to want to do it. So we make sure that we have fun story times, STEAM programming, and arts and cultural events that incentivize it and let people know you're not reading alone. This is a community sport. And we want children to know from a very young age that we're all in it together to support them in their reading journey.
I very much felt like I lived out of the library through the summer growing up. So do you see a notable uptick in patronage through these summer months, or does it stay relatively stable?
So in Las Vegas, we're unique. It's not unusual that the temperature gets up to 110, 120. So people are coming into the library not just to read, but also to escape the heat. But it's a great environment where people can settle in, join community, read, and also participate in our different programs. So we do see an uptick, especially when it gets very, very hot outside.
Let's talk about these challenges program to get kids to read. You know, what goes into these challenges? How do you get them? How do you get kids to participate, essentially?
So we do promotional opportunities in the libraries. We go out to schools and different outreach and community events. You've probably seen the library district at different community events across the city. And we let people know all of the great challenges that are happening. So specifically, our challenge started on May 15th and it ends July 15th. And it's very simple. You can go to our website, you can sign up there, or even better, visit one of our 25 locations and sign up and get a reading log. All you have to do to participate is read for 20 hours. And I know 20 hours during the summer, that sounds like a lot, right? It's really not. It only breaks down to about 20 minutes a day. And this is the fun part for us. This is when we get to start giving you and kids prizes. So kids, they get a free book when they sign up. Adults, they get something called a book buck when they sign up. And then they can shop in one of the library district bookstores in order to select their own titles.
How heavy do you have to incentivize it with prizes to get folks on board?
So the great thing about Vegas is Vegas already has a culture of readers. There are folks who work behind the scenes in security, in nursing facilities who love to read. So we don't have to heavily incentivize it, but we find it's just an additional way to support people. And who doesn't enjoy a pan pizza from Pizza Hut? Who doesn't enjoy a free treat from Freed's Bakery? If we can provide that, I want that. It's something, of course, we want to give to our community.
Those personal pan pizzas, man, that's what really triggered all that reading when I was a kid.
A whole generation of millennials and Gen X started to read because of these pan pizzas.
Let's talk about how it actually works. How do people log their reading?
So they have two options. They can do it on a physical bookmark if they visit their local library. They can just they can just write off where they've been reading. Or if they go online, they can log in and log it there. All of the instructions are in our are on our website, or they can visit one of the libraries and we can go through the log with them.
We should note that the library districts in Henderson, North Las Vegas, and Washoe County all have summer reading challenges all currently underway, and we'll have links to them on our website at knpr.org. You know, does the library arrange new displays and in-cap collections to reflect their promotion of summer reading?
We do, but we do it all year round. One of the big things we do is we try to promote cultural events, holidays. So right now in my library, we have a display up for mystery. We're going to have displays and signage up for Juneteenth programs that we're doing. We just try to make sure we're not only promoting the book collection, but we're also promoting the different events that we have going on as well that support the community.
What are some of the books or genres that seem to fly off the shelves these summers?
Oh, that's my favorite question. Okay, so for the kids, right now, Wings of Fire by Tui Sutherland, that is a popular one. Percy Jackson and the Olympians, that's been popular for the past 10 years. That's what our teens love to read. We have a new series. J graphic novels are really popular. I believe it's called Jelly and Narwhal, or Narwhal and Jelly. Those are the things that kids are pulling off of the shelf that's getting them to their prizes.
I recall summer reading displays that were filled with a lot of the same books that were acquired during summer months, from To Kill a Mockingbird to The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. You know, are these kids reading for summer in participation in preparation for fall as well?
Some are and some aren't. Yesterday we talked to a student in the library and we asked her what was she excited to read this summer. She said, "I'm finishing Jane Eyre and then I'm moving on to Jane Austen." She's not reading it specifically for school. It's because she wants to. But we also have books for kids like her, but we also have books for kids who want to read the graphic novels, who want to read a fun adventure, who want to travel to a new place. Our goal is to have a very diverse collection that meets the needs of students where they are, whether they're just reading for fun or to get ready for the next school year. But we do have those classic books on our shelf.
You mentioned that people come in during the summer months because it's hot, trying to escape that heat. So how much does the library serve as an actual third place during the summer? For whom does the library serve as a hangout when there might be otherwise nothing to do?
We are a third space 365 days out of the year. There are very few places anymore where you don't have to pay to be there. We don't require you to have a library card. You can just walk in and enjoy the space. And as a third space, what we're noticing is people are connecting to our Wi-Fi. They are seeing all of the different programs we have. So, for example, at my library, we have 3D printing. We have a hydroponics program. We have a sewing program. We also have book clubs and writing clubs as well. It's an opportunity for us to bring people in so that they can figure out what engagement level they want. If they just want to sit quietly and enjoy the space, they're welcome to do so. But if they want to participate deeper, we also have those opportunities available to them as well.
Claudia, we have about 30 seconds left. What are you reading this summer?
Okay, what am I reading? So I am reading The Mermaid of Black Conch. It is about a mermaid in the Caribbean who's been cursed, and she starts to flirt with a very cute Rastafarian. So it's a little bit of romance, a little bit of mystery. It's been a fun read so far. So that is one book I recommend if you want to take a little island trip to the Caribbean this summer.
The Las Vegas Clark County Library District's Summer Reading Challenge goes through July 15th. We'll have more information linked at knpr.org. Claudia Melton is the branch manager for the West Charleston Library. Claudia, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
And as a note, KNPR does receive financial support from the Las Vegas Clark County Library District. Of course, the effort to get children to read goes beyond logging hours and winning prizes. One Las Vegas barber decided to incentivize reading by offering free haircuts to kids who read his books. KNPR's Ann Davis has more.
At Heat City Fade's Barber Shop in the Charleston Heights neighborhood of Las Vegas, a cadre of barbers shave, cut, and towel off patrons. Today, they're all school-aged children. Each of them is wearing a cape with a book in their lap. It's part of the deal. In exchange for reading aloud to their barbers, they each get a free haircut. It's a special program for Nevada Reading Week, which is held annually in March. But for James Allen, the barbershop's owner, encouraging literacy is a year-round mission.
I'm actually a juvenile probation officer as well. and I work with kids, and I see so many kids that struggle, that's up in age, and they still don't know how to read. So it just inspired me to try and do something that's going to help these kids learn how to read and pick up a book rather than a cell phone all day.
Research indicates that over the summer months, kids can lose about 20% of their school year literacy gains. It's a phenomenon commonly referred to as the summer slide. Alan, who's known by community members as Spody, uses the books he authors and illustrates to tackle the growing childhood literacy problem. His books are also meant to guide young readers through real-life problems, such as bullying and peer pressure.
My idea of being in a barbershop is being in a community.
Less than 40% of Clark County third graders in 2023 were considered to be proficient in reading. For parents like David McClare, it's a serious concern.
As parents, we need to do our job as much as we can to actually boost their education, boost their reading.
In the meantime, education officials say parents can help ward off the worst effects of the summer slide by integrating at least 20 minutes of reading into kids' daily lives. Ann Davis, KNPR News.